Haynesboro and Alaska Department of Transportation seek geotechnical engineers to help make decisions about the future of Beach Road. And the Salvation Army in Haynes begins accepting rental assistance applications from displaced residents. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. A large landslide that occurred on December 2nd left a portion of the hillside above Beach Road unstable. Now the Haynesboro and Alaska Department of Transportation are seeking geotechnical engineers to inform decisions about activities in that area. Geological instability above Beach Road has complicated the emergency response in that part of town. It led to the suspension of the search and rescue effort for two residents who went missing during the landslide. It has also prevented many residents from returning to their homes. The Haynesboro and Alaska Department of Transportation are now seeking a geotechnical engineering consultant to help inform decisions about the future of Beach Road. On Monday, DOT published a request for proposals. It asks engineers to come up with a plan to assess the slopes along Beach Road and prepare a report that would inform decisions about search and rescue activities, reoccupancy of homes, reconnecting utilities, and reopening the roadway. According to the request for proposals, the work is expected to last from January 18th to December 31st of 2021, with a cost of between $500,000 and $1 million. The deadline to submit a proposal is January 5th. To view DOT's request for proposals, visit khns.org. Numerous Haynes residents were displaced after landslides forced them to evacuate their homes earlier this month. The Red Cross and the Salvation Army provided donated goods and rooms in local hotels for evacuees immediately following the natural disaster. Haynes Salvation Army Sergeant Kevin Woods has been assisting displaced residents in the wake of the disaster. He says the Red Cross is still providing motel rooms for about half a dozen people.
But we're in the process of trying to connect those people with longer-term housing, you know, rental properties and stuff that's available around town so we can start transitioning them out of the motel rooms and into a rental property of some type.
As the emergency situation becomes more stable, the Salvation Army is starting to focus on the long term. On Monday, it began accepting applications for rental assistance. Woods says it's meant for people who cannot return to their homes and own no other property.
People were getting a little anxious about, okay, what's going to happen? This person has let us stay in this apartment, but come January 1st, they're going to expect something. And so we wanted to kind of ease their worries about that a little bit right now and step in and take care of that.
Woods says at this point the nonprofit is able to help cover deposits and rent for January. They are also looking into ways to provide transportation for people who have been unable to access their vehicles since the landslides came down.
You know, we'll evaluate the situation as it goes. You know, we're still waiting for state and federal monies to be released, you know, and so Our biggest thing right now is just to give a little more breathing room so we can get some of these other pieces in place.
It is not yet clear what kind of long-term relief will be provided by the state and federal government. The state's disaster declaration does not authorize assistance to individuals. But the Haynesboro and the state are still cataloging damages from the disaster for a FEMA application. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan is highlighting the passage of his bipartisan legislation aimed at cleaning up plastic in the ocean and reducing that pollution. The bill is called Save Our Seas 2.0, building on the version of the bill approved in 2018. This update was introduced by Sullivan and Democrats Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island and Bob Menendez of New Jersey. Congress finalized it this fall, and President Trump signed it December 18th.
Well, it's an issue that everybody cares about, cleaning up the oceans. It's going to be huge for Alaska and our fisheries, but really important for America. It puts our country in the lead again on this issue, and it's a solvable issue. 10 rivers in Asia and Africa are estimated to be responsible for up to 80% of all the plastic pollution in the world. and this targets that.
The bill aims to reduce the supply of plastic waste entering the ocean with grants for study of waste management and mitigation in the U.S. It also formalizes U.S. policy on international agreements and aims to improve outreach to other countries about the problem. The bill creates a Marine Debris Response Trust Fund for cleanup. Sullivan says the bill also focuses on research in that area.
That has a congressionally chartered ocean debris foundation that will be headquartered somewhere. We think it should be headquartered in Alaska, and I think that's going to be an important aspect of that bill, keeping us on the lead for ocean cleanup, the research that needs to go into that. And so that's something we're going to be following up on.
Sullivan says a third version of the bill is already in the works. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.